On Fridays, the online magazine Slate compiles a digest of what critics are saying about the week's new movie releases. This particular compilation of hearsay evidence is compiled by Mark Jordan Legan, who brings us summary judgment.
First up is the wide-release raucous comedy School for Scoundrels. A remake of a classic 1960 British film, Billy Bob Thornton plays an instructor at a secret school that teaches the weak how to take charge of their lives and become winners, no matter what. John Heder and Ben Stiller also star.
Now, in those bags are 15 semi-automatic high-powered paintball guns. It is time to kill or be killed.
It says here to maintain a minimum distance of 100 feet between shooter and target, though.
Now, does anybody else want to read their gun?
Wait for the DVD release is pretty much what the critics suggest. Rolling Stone likes it, calling School for Scoundrels uproarious and unexpectedly biting, but The Hollywood Reporter snarls an inert and muddled mashup of romantic comedy and theater of stupid cruelty, and Newsday calls it a battering ram of rude encounters that aspires to be a romantic comedy. Next up in limited release is the political thriller The Last King of Scotland. Forrest Whitaker stars as Ugandan dictator Idi Amin, who handpicks a Scottish doctor on a medical mission to be his personal physician and confidant. James McAvoy and Kerry Washington also star.
Do you want something for the headache, sir?
No.
Something to help you sleep, perhaps?
Later! I want you to tell me what to do!
You want me to tell you what to do?
Yes, you are my advisor. You are the only one I can trust in here.
The nation's critics praise the film and absolutely rave about Forrest Whitaker. The New York Post shouts, a vital, visceral film with Whitaker's sometimes funny, sometimes frightening, always commanding performance. USA Today says Whitaker is astoundingly multifaceted and convincing as Idi Amin. In the performance of his career, he fully inhabits the part. And Newsweek roars, Whitaker gives a chilling performance in this intelligent, sometimes gruesome thriller. And we close with the wide-release action drama, The Guardian. Kevin Costner plays a rugged Coast Guard leader, training young recruits for the top-level rescue swimmers unit. Ashton Kutcher and the Atlantic Ocean star.
Fish, why are you here, Fish?
I'm here to exceed your expectations, Senior Chief. I'm a rescue swimmer at heart, born, bred, and water-fed. Oorah!
Wow, I bet you practiced that all morning.
The critics pretty much find The Guardian drowning in a sea of cliches. Even though the Chicago Tribune thinks it delivers a sturdy popcorn movie and a few genuine thrills, USA Today speaks for the majority with, assuming you've seen An Officer and a Gentleman, Top Gun, or any of the basic training films Hollywood churns out, you've seen The Guardian. Also, be warned, critics complained of the 2-hour, 15-minute running time, but I'm sure those extra 15 minutes are vital to the plot. You know, close-ups of Kutcher in a wetsuit, Kutcher toweling off, Kutcher blow-drying his hair. Okay, yes, I admit it. Like most of the male population, I've got Kutcher envy.
Mark Jordan Legan is a writer living in Los Angeles. We'll be right back.